I was a big supporter of Governor Cuomo in 02. I was enthused when he announced in 2010 with an agenda that was very exciting. He's failed. He's turned out to be a mediocre governor with a Nixonite personality. And the reason many of us, and this was not my idea, have been referring to him as a Pinocchio, he says things that just aren't true. The property tax statement is a perfect example. But there's many others. The Moreland Commission, to announce it with great fanfare and then disband it. Or if you even look at one of my favorite commissions, which was SAGE, that was an effort, you know, to consolidate and gain efficiency. He announces these commissions, you get very excited, and then they do nothing. So we look at him as someone who's not straight. He does not lead by telling people the facts and then showing us a vision that will fundamentally change Albany. I'm extremely disappointed in him.
What about the legislature? They're a big part of the situation in Albany. You've been pretty tough on the governor. What about the lawmakers?
Well, you know, initially, I took the standard line, you know, the legislature is terrible and it's corrupt and all of that. But in fact, we have a lot of good people in the legislature, and we have a lot of new members in our state Senate. I happen to believe that if Governor Cuomo showed stronger leadership, that the legislature is in a position to move forward and change. Now, admittedly, all of them are somewhat to blame, but the blame has to start at the top. And though I'm a Democrat, we've had three straight Democratic governors that just haven't shown the courage and the support, get change done.
You talked about the Moreland Commission. What about corruption in Albany? How do you fix this problem that just seems to keep coming back and back and back?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was the finance chair for the Democratic State Senate when we won. And the minute the Republicans took Espada and offered him $2 million in member items, I advised the Democrats not to take him back. And they did, and I resigned. And I ran an independent expenditure to clean up our own party and oust Pedro Espada. But the real truth is that the corruption isn't the few individuals that are corrupt. That is a problem, but it's not the heart of the problem. The heart of the problem is the decisions that get made in Albany, starting with the governor, based on campaign finance contributions. Our governor took 1,881 corporate donations. And when you look at it, there are hundreds of contractors, paving companies, cement companies, electrical companies, plumbing companies, all that have been solicited by the governor. And this sets a bad example for reform. And the same thing happens in the legislature. So it's really the massive amount of money that is given that is the real corruption. And that's why not passing small donor financing was such a shame this year. Because in New York City, a corporation isn't even allowed to give money. And here, it's just spread all over the place.
A recent Siena College poll showed the governor with a big 30-point lead over the expected Republican candidate, Rob Astorino. But if the Working Families Party enters a candidate, the governor still wins, but not by as much. Would you support such a candidacy?
Oh, I will. I hope the Working Families Party does nominate a third party. I don't know if they will or won't, but I will support that candidate without hesitation. Among my friends, and you know, I'm from Canandaigua, New York. I'm a business guy. I certainly don't see myself as a radical Democrat. Among my friends, Governor Cuomo has no real support anywhere. People will vote for him because they do not have a better choice. But the excitement about Andrew Cuomo in 2010 has disappeared. And Pinocchio, you know, you can laugh about it, but we're sort of saying to the governor, you know, you're starting to become a laughingstock unless you start showing better leadership.